This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome to Saffron Honey Chai. Thanks for joining us again. You know, I really think sometimes, where does all the time go? Because I actually started recording this somewhere in January or February. And then I finally started posting at the end of April because I made a plan that, okay, no matter what, around my birthday, this has to go up. Come hell or high water, something has to come up. And then I did that. And we're still going. And I was writing down, because I have to write down my ideas. I was writing down my ideas for the next few episodes I want to do and like how I want to schedule everything and plan it. And I wanted to do an anniversary, you know, memorandum video, like looking back at the Kendrick Drake beef, because I heard we're all listening to Drake again, like consistently. He was on the radio really heavily lately. So I was like, oh, okay. So he's back in good favor. And I was like, oh, okay, this is perfect. Cause I remember it came out around this time. It came out in April in 2024. So if I wanted to do it, I would have done it in April and posted in April, because the one I was looking for was Euphoria, because I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. I love that part. That part excites me. It excites my spirit. It makes me want to dance. And when I realized that, I said, oh, okay. So time is just hurtling forward. And there's almost no way to make it feel like it's not just zooming, because in that time, so many different things have happened in my life. And, you know, I try to journal and stuff and like, today this happened, today that happened, blah, blah, blah. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. You know, mindfulness, meditation, da, da, da. And I don't know how to make it feel less like we're going at the speed of sound, because what do you mean I'm 2 months off from my own memory of something that had to have happened, like, what, a year ago? Low-key in my mind, I thought it was 6 months ago. I was playing it so heavily. And then it was the Super Bowl, and it came out. I was so excited because I love hate. I love hateration, but, like, real hate. And we'll get into that in another episode. But I was so excited. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. And I looked up the dates, and I was like, oh, okay. So I'm way off. So maybe we'll try that next year. Maybe we'll try that next year. But, oh my gosh. In those moments where you take the time to look back, like really looking back and reflecting on the past, you realize, okay, time was speeding forward so insanely fast, right? But you realize all the moments that are in that time. When Euphoria first dropped, I was 1 year out from my master's degree, and I was right there on the edge of the worst summer of my life, to almost like the worst like 6 months to almost a year of my life. It was brutal. it's coming. But in all that time, I was also reuniting with old friends. I was going on fun shopping trips. I was getting to know more of my local community and really waking up. I was studying new things that were exciting to me. And in my heart, I was starting to transform a little bit, because for a long time, I've been a very easygoing person. I'm just like, yeah, I'll just go with the flow. We'll just see what happens, you know, da da da. But starting, you know, around last year, I was like, you know what? I don't like this boat. I don't like this. I'm the captain now. I gotta log in. I gotta clock in. And I started doing things very differently, and I didn't realize the change I was making, because, you know, that's how change is. Sometimes it's so imperceptible, you don't notice it. And so the leaves are orange, what? And that's just what it feels like sometimes when time is going and there's no way to stop it. There's no way to stop it. So, you know, we're gonna be like, oh, I wish I had done this, I wish I had done that. But those moments in between the things that we hated that hurt us so bad are the moments that are so rich and incredible and fulfilling. Like right now, I've had a pretty decent few months. I've got, you know, almost a year now. It's been pretty good. This part, it's been getting better and better and improving. And I felt quite good lately. But I made that happen in the midst of what felt like a personal hurricane. I thought this is it. I thought this is it. Because the level of crises, like for myself and the people around me, the level of stress, the level of difficulty, I just thought, I cannot carry on. But I took small, minor, manageable steps. And eventually, now I'm here talking to you guys once a week, experiencing, I don't know, excitement, happiness, joy. I don't have a lot of viewership right now. Y'all are not really messing with me like that on the YouTubes. But I still feel like I have good community around this. Even if I'm the only one, I feel really clocking in. Because I decided to clock in for myself. And because I decided to clock in like that for myself, time is not my enemy slipping through my fingers. Time is my ally, and I'm holding her hand. And we're going forward together. Time is not catching me slipping somewhere in the back. Time is like, are you coming? Are you on your way? Where's your bag? We're supposed to go do something. And that is so nice to feel. Because right now, you could be going through like a horrible time. You could be having the worst time of your life. Everything could be terrible. And then next time, like this time next year, everything could be amazing. You could be experiencing something completely incredible. And you won't even realize it until next year. All the tears you shed this year might be next year's flowers, and not even just flowers. It could be next year's orchard, an orchard full of fruit trees, nurtured by not only your tears, but your blood, your sweat, and your joy, the smile, the sun of your joy. And you get to create it. So even though it is hard, especially as a human being, to just acknowledge that, like, it keeps on slipping away, but it's not slipping past you. It's going with you. You're going with it. We're working together in this. We're all in this together, you know, not to go back to High School Musical, but we're all in this together. And I like being able to look back, because I was reading one of my journals from last year and I was like, oh, I'm so miserable. I hate it here. This is the worst. And now I'm like, yeah, no, girl, that was bad. That was really bad. But you don't even know what you found out after that. You don't even know where the good part comes in yet. Because the good part's always coming. Whatever you lose, there's something better for you to gain next. And you just have to, not just get through it, but grow through it. Grow through it. We're not just pushing like, we must shove through the wall. No, we are We're growing through it. Just like that subway route on your, not subway route, that that sidewalk route that grows underneath the, that grows underneath that tree in front of your house that wants to trip you every morning. You too could grow through anything. Grow through anything, and there's not a damn thing anyone can do about it. You are going to grow. Because I grew. And I thought it was done. I thought, oh, man. Okay, well, I guess this is it. And then it wasn't. And then it wasn't. I got to see the sun. I got to feel the rain. I got to enjoy and embrace the wind. And you will too. And we're gonna see what happens with you too. I don't know what this next year is gonna bring, because right now, as of this filming, it is June and it is Pride Month. And our most iconic conservative couple has had a very messy public breakup. So I don't even know what that's going to look like next week. But ultimately, it's going to go. It's going to happen. It's going to pass. We're going to watch it. And we're going to be figuring out our own lives around it and the apparent international circumstances surrounding it. And you're going to be okay. You are. You're going to be just fine. Even though it feels like this is the worst thing in the world, you're going to be all right. You're going to make it through. You're going to make a cup of tea. You're going to drink a perfectly chilled soda. Or you're just going to lay in the grass on a sunny day and feel that wind running past you. And you will find, as we all eventually find, that time is working in your favor. You just have to reach out and grab its hand. And so, I want to thank you all for tuning in again. And finally enter my stereotypical YouTuber era and say, like, comment, and subscribe if you enjoyed the video. And go out and feel that sun. Till next time.